Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Lessons learned. Two robbers thought they had an easy victim. They spotted 78-year-old Jennifer Smiles in a car and decided to rob her. One of the men jumped into the passenger seat with a gun and demanded Smiles' money. However, Smiles wasn't about to give in to their demands. She responded by grabbing the robber and his gun and exchanging blows. A second robber came into the car to rescue his friend, but Smiles hit him too. Eventually, the two robbers escaped and ran away, without any money and without the gun. Police are reviewing surveillance footage from security cameras.
Free living. University graduate Jim Barker thought he'd found the ideal home, a Walmart department store. He managed to live there for more than 3 days. There was no one around at night, so I slept in the garden department or in the men's room, Barker explained. I killed time by putting items back on the right shelves, figuring at least I was being productive and beneficial to the store. He had planned to stay longer, but after about 41 hours, he noticed that managers were onto him.
Paris problems. For many people, Paris is a dream city. The cobbled streets, beautiful French women, the culture, the art at the Louvre. But for some Japanese tourists, it's a nightmare. Every year, about a dozen Japanese tourists have to be repatriated from the French capital, suffering from what is known as the Paris syndrome. This is what happens when they discover that Paris is not quite as wonderful as they expected. The rude Parisians and aggressive taxi drivers is too much for some, and they suffer a psychiatric breakdown. Around 1 million Japanese travel to France every year. However, reality can come as a shock. So far this year, the Japanese embassy in Paris has had to repatriate 4 people, send them back by plane with a doctor and nurse to help them get over the shock. Apparently, the only cure is to go back to Japan and never return to Paris.